Central Dallas Cato, rich, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld. Risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we smash a protection racket.
We'll need another barge, Chief.
When will be enough, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't fire everything at one end. She'll sink right here.
Yes, Chief.
You
better.
Yes.
I'm always on the sentinel, Chief. What's going on?
That barge is loaded with gambling apparatus picked up in recent raids. All of it will be dumped into the bay.
All of it?
Every single gambling device. As new Chief of Police, I can safely say the city is completely free of organized gambling.
Sounds like a speech coming on.
Speech? No, nothing like that.
Yes, spare it. Say, how about a picture of you, Chief?
Picture?
Yeah, stop shot, number 99. You know, Chief of Police smashes gambling machine. It's good every time the warehouse gets loaded with gambling devices and they have to be dumped in the bay.
Very well, get the photographer.
Right ahead of you, Chief. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Moran.
Yeah, Lowry.
How about one of those slot machines in the next? The Chief is going to pose as a racket buster.
Okay.
You don't sound very eager, Larry.
No? Well, frankly, Ritter, you're not my first choice for Chief of Police.
Is that your opinion or the opinion of the paper you work for?
Both, Ritter, both.
Haven't I cleaned up gambling in the city?
Oh, sure. But for how long?
Eh?
Well, Ritter, I have heard that Frenchie's going to open up a gambling joint in a couple of weeks.
That's a lie.
Don't say. Can I quote you on that?
And the same goes for every other gambling joint. I closed them when I took office, and they'll stay closed.
You don't mind if I keep my fingers crossed?
Here's the slot machine. This will do, Flattery, right here.
Okay, so I'll get back and keep loading that barge. And for Pete's sake, put some of the stuff on the fire side. You're overloading one end. How about the act, Moran?
Right here.
Okay, Chief, start swinging. Shots will fire when ready.
You sure you get a good one? Here goes.
Hey, that's pretty good. You swing a mean act.
And you can quote me as saying that the gambling racket has been smashed as thoroughly.
Thoroughly as the slot machine. Yeah, yep, we got it. We use the same quotation every time.
Well, you've got your picture. The police have work to do.
Say, Ritter, where's Frenchie's stuff? Who's? You know, Frenchie runs the biggest gambling joint in town.
He used to run it. We raided him the day after I was appointed.
Where's the equipment from that joint?
It'll soon be at the bottom of the sea.
Frenchie's stuff was bright red, wasn't it?
Was it?
Sure, you know. It was a perfect position of his. Everything red. I don't see it on the bar.
It's there, probably underneath.
Why? Just that, huh? The rumor's going around that Frenchie's planning to open up again. And another one of Frenchie's superstitions is using the same equipment.
Then the rumor is false. He won't open and he won't get his old equipment.
Okay, just that. Oh, my.
What's that?
Hey, that barge is beginning to...
Chief, the barge is tripping. I told those guys to trip it, even.
Do something, Sergeant.
Come on, Moran.
Watch those ropes.
Hey, you, bring that camera.
Look out. He's got a tip.
Holy mackerel, look at Ashford. The way Poole's pulling in the horses.
Ashford, let go.
Let go of that rope, you dope. It's as tight as a fiddle right now.
Watch out for that rope.
That's not...
There she goes. She's turning over. Look at it go.
The whole barge tipped over.
Right on the riverfront, eh?
Yeah, those gambling devices are sunk right beside the police force.
Won't interfere with docking, will it?
I don't think so. It's plenty deep there. But what a yarn!
You have a picture, Mr. Lee. They're still west of the wharf.
How'd they turn out, boy?
Very well, Larry. The photographer did a nice job.
I didn't notice. I yelled to him to take some shots.
Yeah, he took them. Yeah, see, the barge itself didn't sink. It tilted up, spilled off its load, and then bounced back to the surface.
And did we get a shower?
Yeah, this shows you an actress.
That lunkhead. Boss, they almost got clipped when a hogger powdered. You'd think it'd have enough sense to know a snap rope if it kicked like a mule.
And this, lying on the water?
Where?
Right here, this man.
That's Ritter, boy.
Ritter?
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
That fine rope, they must have knocked Ritter cold, Larry.
Like a mackerel. Oh, gosh, why was I in such a hurry to get back to the Sentinel? I'd have given a week's pay to see that.
I wish the Sentinel could get something on Ritter that would knock him as cold as this. Here, check on Frenchie's equipment, Larry.
I didn't get any place, boss.
Was it there? Ritter says it was on the barge, but I didn't see it.
Well, how could you miss it? It's bright red.
Listen, Casey, that barge was loaded high. It might have been there, and it might not.
Yes, sir.
Casey snapped out of the newsroom.
On my way.
Tell Gunnigan to spread on page 1-3. Give it a good play.
Yes.
Hey, Casey, tell Gunnigan to do me a favor, will you?
Yes?
Tell him to spell Ritter's name wrong.
Even for a pal. The answer is no.
Lowry, we need some action out of it.
You tell me how, boss.
He's crooked as a roller coaster, and we know it. All he needs is 6 months in the saddle, and this town will be overflowing with records.
You need a lot of rates.
Just front, Lowry, that's all. He just took off it, so he's making things look good. Getting a big play for the publicity. How long do you think that'll last?
If you ask me, it's over already.
Frenchie?
Yes, Frenchie.
Top man in the gambling racket, that's true. If anyone has the inside track with Ritter, it's him.
We could print rumors. We need a dozen front pages.
Hello?
It's the Sentinel.
It's the Sentinel. Who's this?
That's you, Mr. Reed. This is Moran. Dr. Moran.
Oh, yes, Moran. You were connected directly to me. Miss Chase is in her office. What is it?
I think I got something for you.
Where are you?
I'm right across the street from Frenchie's place.
French?
Holy mackerel, boss. Where
is it? Moran.
If you want to see something, better send a reporter over to... Hey, look out.
Moran.
There's a guy here. He's like... Oh!
Moran, boss, what's the matter? Moran. Hello. On your horse, Lowry. Somebody struck Moran. Get over there now.
Give me a hand,
will you?
Yeah. Are you
okay? Yeah, a little dizzy, that's all.
I'll take you back to headquarters, Moran.
No, back to the paper. Huh? To the Sentinel, Lowry. I'd rather go there.
Come on, it's all over. Get out of the way. Come on, watch the building excavate. Come on, taxi. Hey, taxi.
That's a nasty bump you've got, Moran. Sure you don't want to go home and lie down?
I ain't that soft, Mr. Reed.
What hit you?
I don't know, Miss Case. I was on the phone.
No idea what might have been?
Yeah, I got an idea. I think it was one of Frenchie's boys, and it's a good idea.
Moran, what was that phone call about? You learned something?
How come you didn't call headquarters? After all, you're a cop.
Mr. Reed, when I saw that rogue smack Chief Ritter, I ducked away.
Why?
Well, I'd heard Lowry arguing with Ritter about them rumors, about Frenchie's gambling joint.
So you took it on yourself to do a little independent sleuthing. Is that it, Moran?
Why not, Mr. Reed? I don't give that for Ritter.
You and everyone on the Sentinel, Moran.
He'd love to get your stripes, Moran. The less honest cop Ritter has, the better.
What's happened, Moran? You went to Frenchie's place.
I didn't get inside, Mr. Reed.
I don't know if you went there. You found something too hot to tell over the phone.
What? Mr. Reed, sure as I'm sitting here, Frenchie's joint is open. And I'm betting Ritter knows all about it.
But it was closed down 2 months ago.
It can open again, can't it, Mr. Reed? Moran, will you keep on this?
Sir, you couldn't stop me.
If you get anything, let the Sentinel have it. We could use it, Scoop.
Sure I will, Mr. Reed. The Sentinel's done me plenty of favors. And with Ritter heading up the department, I ain't going to report to him.
Sure. Now, where can we get a diving outfit?
Well, we can... A diving outfit?
Yes. Helmet, air pump, drivers, the whole works.
Holy mackerel, boy.
That barge gets over, Lowry. Ritter says Frenchie's equipment was on. Well, we're going to find out. Look in the phone book, Miss Kate. I want that equipment checked as soon as possible. Get your check in the mail.
The diving
company, Mr. Reed? Yeah, they went down yesterday, Mr. Case. Not a sign of Frenchie's equipment. That doesn't prove it isn't there, but it certainly doesn't prove that it is.
Button, get to the left.
Please, I want to see you.
Ritter.
I picked my callers, Ritter.
Never mind the formalities. Am I police commissioner or not?
Unfortunately, for the city, you are.
What do you mean by sending down a diver? That wharf is police property. You should have gotten my okay for it.
A detail we overlooked. And tell me this. What's happened to the gambling apparatus in Frenchie's place?
If you didn't find it in the river, I don't...
Ritter?
It's there. You don't believe a diver could go through all that, do you?
Thank you, Ritter. I think Frenchie's is open again.
I see. You've been talking to one of my police sergeants, eh?
How did you know one of your men had been over there?
Well, that's neither here nor there. The point is that I deny any gambling joints are open anywhere.
At least a dozen of them. Once more, I think you're getting paid to let them open.
I deny that.
Then will you raid one of them?
Raid?
Yes, Frenchie's, for instance. You're bluffing and I'm calling it. Are you afraid to raid that place?
You mean tonight?
Yes, and I'd like to come along.
All right, Reed. I'll show you in the Daily Sentinel you can't say I'm covering up for a racket. That racket doesn't exist, and I'll prove it tonight.
Here's where we get up. Is that the place, Moran?
That's it. Does it look like a gambling joint?
That's Moran, Ritter.
Yes, Mr. Reed. That's it.
You haven't much faith in your chief of police, Reed.
I haven't. The reason is right behind that front door.
Hey, All right, you men, you know your job. When the whistle blows, get in.
Thank you, cover sergeant.
Yes, I've got to that door. What do you think, Barry?
I don't know, boss. Looks as if it's on the up and up, but Ritter doesn't seem worried.
Hello.
Well, I'll be... Boss, we got company.
Miss Kate, what are you doing here?
Going out of range. The girl can't miss all the fun.
But... All right, you're here. You might as well stay.
This is it. Blow your whistle around.
Inside. Through the door.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
In we go.
Two men. Stagger. Go through the room.
Let's go with the lift room.
You're upstairs, Barry.
On my way, boss.
Hey, wait for both of you guys.
Well, Reed.
Hey, you. Come out here.
We're all just coming.
Come on, you. Here's one guy, Chief. Found him in that side room.
Let go of me. What's going on here?
This is a police raid.
All right, let's have it. Where's the gambling equipment?
You're nuts, mister.
This is Frenchy's gambling joint.
Gambling? Police? Say, you're crazy.
There ain't nothing on this floor, Mr. Reed. It's clean as a whistle.
Well, Reed, does this convince you?
I'll take a look for myself. Thanks.
Nothing.
Oh, so it seems.
How's the gambling upstairs, boss? It's empty.
Empty?
Sure. There ain't no gambling here. I'm the caretaker.
There you are, Reed. The prisoner claimed I was a lad with gambling interests. Now, where's the gambling?
All right, Ritter. I admit the place is empty. I suppose you had them tipped off.
Nothing of the sort.
You were someone else. Let it go. But get this. You may have taken this round, but the fight isn't over yet. Not by a long shot.
There's nothing to raise.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Lowry, put out another record.
One guess is all you need to pick the bird who gave the tip off.
Don't tell me.
Rhythm was to phone Frenchy ahead of time, so Frenchy has time to pull his gambling and slipping out of the joint.
Very good, Sherlock. So far.
Huh?
Well, what's good is knowing something unless you can back it up with facts? Ritter's in a position to give him advance notice, and he'll do it all the time.
Looks that way.
It is that way, and I'm sick of seeing you grouse about it.
Auto's
letters
telling you,
Chase.
No, they're not.
They're
too
much
static around.
Oh, well. Me, Casey. The trouble with you is you lose your temper too easily.
Chase him back to the newsroom, will you, Mr. Reed? I'm speechless.
Well, it was about last night, Lieutenant. As long as Ritter's in the saddle, we'll need some other method of breaking this story.
Hey, Miss Casey. Oh, hello, Mr. Reed. I've got something for the sentinel.
Is this better than last night, Moran?
Please, that's taboo.
Mr. Reed, that hunch last night wasn't wrong. Frenchy is running his gambling joint.
What?
Sergeant, don't tell me Ritter changed his mind.
Ah, there ain't nothing definite. But get a load of this. You know, there's a couple of boys over the headquarters who feel like I do about Ritter.
It must be funny. Ritter's tactics aren't anything to brag about.
That's how come I got a quick look at a letter that come into Ritter personal.
Go ahead.
This letter was from a party that wanted to know how much Ritter would want to protect other gambling joints.
Holy mackerel, you saw it?
Yeah, that guy's been pretty far, man. You wouldn't think any racket could be that confident.
When it comes to confidence, that's this crook's middle name, Mr. Reed. You can't let on where you got it. It may cost me my badge, but that note comes from the Green Hornet.
Yes, I did get a letter from the Hornet.
Oh, it's about time. They gave me the runaround at your office, Ritter, so I decided...
You came to my home.
What about that Hornet note?
What about it? It's ridiculous. An attempt to sling mud on me. If it was the Green Hornet, he had a nerve.
Why, simple. He wanted to open a gambling joint.
Why, you... Where did the Sentinel get its information? How did you know about this letter?
A little birdie read it.
What's the number of your paper?
What for?
I'll put a stop to this constant heckling of public officials. I'll withdraw all police cards. What's the number?
It won't do any good, Ritter. I took my order straight from the publisher, Mr. Reed. And this time of night, he won't see you, the Sentinel.
Reed, eh?
If he isn't at his apartment, he's out doing the night spots or at the theater.
Yes. A playboy, eh? Telling me how to run my department. I'll call him tomorrow.
It won't do any good, Ritter. The Sentinel's after you all the way.
Get out of here.
And we'll keep it up.
Chief of police. That's
a lie. I'll have to step on the Sentinel. Teach him a little respect. That note from the Green Hornet. I wonder how much he'd be willing to pay. Hello? Yes, Ritter speaking. Who's this? Yeah, here's them alone. Who's Green Hornet. Now, look here. That's the note you sent. Huh? How much? Yes, you're ahead. I'm listening.
right with her. I knew we'd get your business. Yes, we'll make it Frenchy's place then. Goodbye.
Well, to bed?
Oh, Klein and Sinker, Cato.
Our Ritter's a cool baby.
Did he say something about an oath?
He said not to worry. He could cover it.
He's bad.
He's a racket salesman if I ever saw one.
Customer's always right.
All right, Cato, that's it. The Green Hornet is a customer for protection, so Ritter acts pleasant.
He opened a gambling place?
Well, that's what Ritter believes. The chief of police sworn to uphold law and order. That's a fight.
You meet him, Mr. Ritter?
Yes, Cato, tonight. At Frenchy's place to arrange the details.
I see.
Right in the middle of it, then of thieves. It's going to be a close call, Cato. Three or four of them to my one. They should decide to unmask me.
What about me, Mr. Ritter?
You won't be in the room with me, Cato.
But
you'll have other work to do. A job that's twice as important as any carpet the Green Hornet may be holding.
Oh, very well.
Don't look so glum. We've been in tight jams before. Get the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. We're going out in the Black Beauty. And relax. We're the only two who know that I'm the Green Hornet, and we'll keep it that way. I hope.
When Cato returned, Britt Reed opened a secret panel concealed behind his clothes press. He led the way along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house, but connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the supercharged Black Beauty, streamlined, high-speed car of the Green Hornet.
Now, you know what you're to do, Cato?
I think so, Mr. Ed.
Plenty of smoke bombs in the Black Beauty?
Right there.
No, that'll be enough. I'll take a couple of them in my pocket, just in case you don't have time enough to plan all of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hop in, take the wheel. All set? Let's go.
Nobody even know who the Hornet is. He was a man.
That's enough, Reggie.
You were collecting from a dozen places already. Just more competition to me.
Don't you want protection, Reggie?
Huh?
The other evening, your place was raided. Remember that?
Sure, that was a phone. You kept me off ahead of time.
You'll do as I say, or the next time you may not be tipped off.
Listen, Reggie. Maybe you can cross me up. But I can tell plenty about you, too. Put that in your pocket.
All right, Reggie, all right. Then we'll trust each other.
Yeah. Till I get mad. But if I do, Ritter.
You won't. Not while I'm police chief. There is.
Wait a minute, please. Let me look through the people. It might be a raid or.
We've just gone over that. I order the raid.
Oh, yeah? But I'm looking anyway. Yeah?
Open up.
Who are you?
Ritter's expecting me.
Just a sec. It's the Hornet, William. I recognize the man.
Open the door.
Sure. Sure, but get this. I'll be sitting in on this conference, see? Before it is over, I am going to get a look behind that mask. Understand? Okay, Horn. Come in.
Inside in the office. Him and Ritter is holding a meeting with this Hornet alarm.
I was thinking I ought to tell him.
He don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, I know.
Take a look at this.
Well, I'll... Where'd you get that?
I'm covering the upstairs, Chief. You know, the fire team goes up there on the outside of the house. The guy can cover the whole joint out front.
Get the story.
Well, anyway, I think I see our guy up here. A little guy.
Did you nab him?
He had a kind of mask on. I went over to look, but he was drawn. Figure maybe I'm seeing things, and then I might find this. What do you think?
Give me it.
Where are you going?
Frenchie's going to see this, and you get upstairs and start looking around. Get moving.
On my way.
Frenchie,
get back to the roulette wheel, David. You're not supposed to.
I can get this matter started with interruptions all the time, ready?
Will, Frenchie? There won't be any more, I'm ready. Now go on, David.
Take a look at this first.
I haven't got time. Oh, yes, it looks like a bomb.
It is a bomb, Frenchie.
You know about it?
I know all about it. I had it planted there.
Huh?
Why? Good Lord, get rid of it. Suppose it blows up.
Get back, Ritter. It's not going to blow up. Smoke, not explosives.
Smoke? What's going on?
David, I told you not to trust this look. Take off that mask, Hornet.
That mask stays
blasting
on.
Smoke bomb, pulling
through. Ritter and I are making a deal, Frenchie.
I don't like this kind of deal.
Yeah. Don't be a sap, Ritter. This guy is playing with loaded dice. If he don't take that mask off, we'll make him.
Say the word, Frenchie.
What, Frenchie? There's smoke going all over the place.
But shoot it.
It's upstairs. Six parts of it. I called the fire department on the phone upstairs.
You called them? You fool. There's no fire.
All right, he called already. We got to get the gambling stuff out.
And the customers. There'll be cops coming in with the fire.
Yeah. Get moving.
Stay away from that door.
What's that gun?
You're staying right in this room, all of you.
But we turned in an alarm. They'll be here in a minute.
We can phone the fire department. Tell them it's a mistake. You're staying here, understand?
Oh, so that's the way it is, huh? Four against one, Hornet. Come on, you guys. Rush in.
You have four, two out. Get them.
I just can't.
Station's deader than a morgue.
Well, if you can think of any better place to pick up a tip on the Green Hornet, Lowry, go ahead.
Go ahead and watch.
I'm listening to the teletype. It's in the fire department. Alarm coming in from...
Chopin, Codfish!
Hey, what goes on?
On your feet, Lowry. There's a fire over on Smith Avenue. Come on.
Who cares about a fire?
You care plenty about this one.
Huh?
It's Frenchie's gambling joint.
Frenchie's?
Yeah. Maybe now we can get some of that evidence we've been looking for.
Holy mackerel, that's a new way to make a raid.
Up to it, Moran. I'm right with you.
Okay, here's my press card.
Sergeant Moran, headquarters.
You ought to see the gambling stuff in there.
Yeah, we have seen it.
Yeah, us and dozens of other people, Larry.
Same joint that was empty the other night. Murder said there was no gambling.
That's Ritter lying over there, Sergeant. Him and three others. Found him out cold in the back room. There wasn't any smoke to the why they
Ritter,
out.
Okay, skip it. Come on, let's take a look.
Four of them, huh? Here they are. That's Ritter, all right. Who are these other guys?
These two are small-time gamblers. Used to work for Frenchie.
Yeah, and they still are. Because here's Frenchie himself.
Oh.
Hey, he's coming around.
Why, let's see what he says.
Yeah. Stop him. Ritter brought him here, the fool. Get him. Where am I?
You're going, Frenchie? You're doing swell.
What's going on? Who are you guys? Fire engine. Hey, I'm outside.
Sure, outside your own gambling joint.
I don't run no gambling joint.
Save it for the comic strip, Frenchie.
You can't.
Listen, pal. Every fireman saw the inside of that place with the customers in it.
You mean witnesses? The roulette wheel, the dice.
So works, Frenchie.
This is one raid that proves something. You didn't have time to clear out the evidence this time. Ritter couldn't tip you off.
Ritter, that's the louse. He's the guy.
Yeah?
I'll fix his wagon. When I get through talking, there'll be a new police chief.
Now, maybe you can be selling me.
Ritter won't like it, but I do. Plenty.
What have I got to lose? This is a rap I can't duck anyway. Listen, I can prove Ritter gave me protection. I paid him for it, and so did all the others. I'll learn him to bring that guy here.
What are you talking about? Bring who here?
The guy that gassed. We rushed him, but he was too fast. He pulled the trigger, and we go out like a light. I wanted to see under that mask.
A mask? Holy mackerel, you mean
he got away. Yeah, the Green Hornet.
But what's that crook got against Ritter? Yes, he doesn't like him, Moran. And when the Hornet doesn't like somebody...